News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. Tonight is the night much of America has been waiting for, and the question prevails, just how significant will it be as to who is going to lead our country, President Donald Trump or former Vice President Joe Biden? AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
First presidential debate could be a pivotal moment in an election year like no other. With the nation facing multiple crises, health, political, racial, the debate takes on more importance. The virus pandemic's upended normal campaigning, but just how much importance? Amid all the tumult, the race has stayed largely unchanged since Joe Biden seized the Democratic nomination. He holds a significant lead in national polls, and there are comparatively few undecided voters left, meaning President Trump has fewer than 5 weeks to change the narrative. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And President Trump is now on the defensive regarding his taxes. Brian Patton has this for VOA.
President Trump on Sunday denied a New York Times report alleging that as a billionaire real estate developer, he avoided paying any federal income taxes in 10 of the last 15 years and paid only $750 in 2016 and in 2017, his first year in the White House.
Totally fake news. No, actually, I paid tax, and you'll see that as soon as my tax returns. It's underwater. They've been underwater for a long time. The IRS does not treat me well.
Democratic candidate Joe Biden's campaign responded with an ad contrasting how little the president reportedly paid in taxes with the thousands of dollars working Americans like teachers, nurses, and firefighters pay.
That's Brian Patton of VOA reporting. This is VOA News. Officials say a standoff between South Florida police and President Donald Trump's former campaign manager Brad Parscale ended after an officer who was friends with Parscale convinced him to surrender. Fort Lauderdale officer Christopher Wilson wrote in a report that he had just finished a shift on Sunday evening when a mutual friend called him and told him that a SWAT team was at the home of the former Trump campaign manager and he was refusing to come out. When Wilson arrived at the Fort Lauderdale home, he was able to convince Parscale to come outside. Officials say the standoff started early Sunday after Parscale's wife fled the home and sought help. U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Barrett meets informally on Tuesday with senators on Capitol Hill, kicking off an accelerated confirmation process that Republicans intend to complete before the November 3rd presidential election in the face of Democratic opposition. Barrett, who would be President Trump's third consecutive appointee to the nation's highest court, if confirmed by the Senate, meets first with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Amnesty International says it is halting its operations in India after the government froze its bank accounts. The group says the action was part of an incessant witch hunt of human rights organizations. In a statement on Tuesday, Amnesty said it has been compelled to lay off its staff in India and pause all of its campaign and research work after it learned that its accounts had been frozen over allegations of financial wrongdoing. It called the charges baseless, saying it has complied with all Indian laws. The government has not commented on the development, but has said in the past that the rights watchdog was being investigated for alleged violation of Indian laws regarding foreign funding. As the worldwide death toll from the coronavirus surges past 1 million, U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to persuade the country's governors to reopen schools with the announcement of a shipment of millions of rapid coronavirus tests to all the various states this week.
New Abbott rapid point-of-care tests are easy to use and return results within just minutes. You'll have a result at a maximum 15 minutes. Machine, no machine is required to process them.
The federal government plans to ship 100 million tests to states over the next several weeks. French President Emmanuel Macron on Tuesday pledged European support for the people of Belarus after he met with opposition leader Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya. The talks took place in the Lithuanian capital, where Tsikhanouskaya fled after an August presidential election in Belarus sparked a political crisis. Many in Belarus reject the official results of the election that gave another term to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.